Grace be unto you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. At the beginning of this worship services, let us quiet for opening prayer and thanksgiving. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, with thy children gathered together this evening hour, and we would ask that thou would be with us, that you would bless these services. We also ask that you would remember those that were not able to attend these services tonight. And also that you would remember those who still travel outside of this precious kingdom. That you would open, warm their hearts and open their heart to see that your kingdom dwells in this earth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For this text this evening, I shall read from James, first chapter, beginning from the 17th verse. These words are in Jesus' name. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creators. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, and slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forget what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh in the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and prideless, not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religious is vain. pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Amen. James was the brother of Jesus. And it is said that when James wrote this book, he was the leader, one of the leaders in Church of Jerusalem. And it's often in Christianity it's referred to be a book of wisdom. There's a lot of good instructions. And this text that we heard James reminded us that we are sinful people. But he, as we heard, he was telling us, even the believers this time, that every perfect gift is from above. We servants of the word are serving God's kingdom. And we have, God has chosen us to be the servants. Just like all of you, you do things for the God's kingdom. And everything that you do is a good and important job. And then if it is God's will, we will look into deeper this text that we heard. But I have come to hear this evening with many doubts in my own flesh and ask if I can yet hear that gospel. I desire to live together with you. When I was preparing for this lesson, for this sermon, I had some thoughts that I thought would be important to share. But like often, what happens is that when I come up to here, all my doubts kind of goes away. But we believe that God will give those words that we need to hear this evening. Then James wrote here that, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." Have you guys experienced the opposite? Like I have. Often, I don't have patience to listen. I have too much to say myself. And so easily, I get anger. Yet, God's word instructs us to be in opposite. Be patient. Listen. It's kind of like a devil. If we hear or listen the devil, or if the devil comes to whispering or talking to us, and asking or saying us, telling us that don't, that's not a sin, or it's just a small sin, you don't have to ask, sins forgiven. I think the good advice, for any time when the devil attacks us is that we would do the opposite of what he preaches to us. If we would be listening bad music, or if the devil tempts us, or watch a movie, if we do opposite what he tempts, how he tempts us, we cannot go wrong. Even the simple matter of coming to church, I'm sure we all have experienced different kind of excuses not to come to church. But that's the enemy of the soul, preaching. And if we could remember this one simple rule, that we would not do like he preaches to us, but to do exactly opposite. If he preaches you that don't go to church, or you don't need to go to church, or you have many good excuses not to go, that is the perfect time to go to church then. You need to go to church then, because you need to hear the word. And then it says here that for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. When we fall in the flesh and get anger, there is no good things that comes out of. And God again will give you, he will give you the strength if you ask him. He is that type. He is a perfect God, and He won't never let you down. He will always hear your smallest prayers, even those unspoken thoughts He knows. And it is kind of like for you, dear youth, and for all of us, if you use as a internet or computer as an example, and if you go in a computer and you go in a or internet and you search the internet and go on pages that you should not be going to, and then you delete those bookmarks or cookies, it is this way though, dear brother and sister, that God knows all. There is no secrets for our Heavenly Father. He knows all our deepest thoughts, and He actually knows even those thoughts that we don't yet know. So it is good to us to remember to be obedient to His word. We as the children of God, we hear from the outside of the world that people say that you people are so judgmental, or you're judging us, others. But it is very clear in Bible that it is the God's word that judges. We are not in place judging anybody. Therefore, it is also good to remind our little children that when they are in their duties, schools, playing with their, if they have unbelieving friends, that they would not go and tell them that one goes to heaven and one does not go to heaven based on their judgment. But rather that God and His word judges, and that it is on His and only Him, His will, that we are His children. Then it says here that if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. We all have looked into a mirror. What do we see when we look at our own face? Are we that type of believers that when we turn our face from the mirror, we don't remember what we look like? For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. For you little ones, the God is not meaning that you forget what your face looks like, but rather that if you don't come to God, hearing of God's word. With that kind of humble mind, that you would be willing to put away your sin and do like the Bible instructs us and live like the Bible instructs us. Don't be that sleepy virgin. Those ones that didn't remember to bring the oil on their vessels, for their vessels or their lamps. But rather be obedient. And when one comes to hear the word of God, there is no better place as to go to. And it is not saved, it has not saved any one of us by just coming here to hear the word of God. But when one can humble the heart and receive the gospel, that's the way to the salvation. And even that we have often heard that here, that outside of this world, that those churches, they have that type of believings that if you are a good man and you do good deeds, you would inherit the heaven at the end of the world. But it is clear for us that Spirit, that Holy Spirit that has given us that wisdom and understanding, that there is only one kingdom of heaven. Then, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but the doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Doing and hearing the God's word. It's the only way that we can make our way to the heaven. And even this evening hour, you can freely believe all your latest doubts and sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood. Our God is gracious, merciful, and He has promised us that when we have that desire to travel among His flock, and when we have the want to put the sin away, He will bless our endeavor Then at this next verse, James reminds us, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religious is vain. Again, it's so important that we would simply believe our way like little children. Our own mind and flesh and the enemy of the soul continuously attacks us. But we have this trifold, or we have our God and the Father and the Holy Spirit that together then overpower the threefold enemy. And if you come to that point that you're not able to do or live like the Bible tells, and you sin, there is that precious gospel that you can be asked. And you can go to your dearest friends and open up your heart and ask that forgiveness. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. How can we keep ourselves unspotted from the world? We our own strength are not able to do so. But once we can leave our sins forgiven and with this God's congregation and support of the Holy Spirit, God will help us to endeavor till the last times when Jesus comes second time. And then there is no more sorrow. There will be those like in, I believe it's in the Sermon of the Mount, Jesus said something like this, that I don't know you. For those who had done good deeds, how sorrowful it is. And I'm sure if one would be in that case, that Jesus would deny them. That would be such a shock to hear that at the last judgment, that Jesus do not know them. We pray and pray from God that He would give us that strength to continue to endeavor. And again, I would like to preach that gospel one more time, that freely plead all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us close with closing benediction. Lord, bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.